Is it curious?
Oh, we're really doing that again.
For two to sit and talk about where they've been.
Could be mysterious. But if you want to, you're welcome to join in.
For Jelt and Flo.
It starts like so.
Like so.
I'd like one like that.
A song?
Whatever that's playing on.
Oh. So, you enjoy collecting things, right?
If you can scoop it up, looks good. Gotta pick it up. Get sand. No arms. No hands. Volcanids have hands.
That's true, volcanids do. But you know what they don't have?
Ears. Eyes. Tusk fangs. Wings.
Cartilage.
No cartilage.
We have cartilage. No noses. Unlike slinkers.
Oh, yeah. Nose collects too much.
Well, my ears drag everywhere. We have to be glad they're not mumps.
I don't know. I thought you started...
There was a little blurb in one of your notes that said something about pre-show banter. Would that mean before?
Is that helping us now?
Or that may have been in studio, right? Well, welcome back to For Jelt and Flo, everyone. The podcast with two traveling hosts to the furthest corners of our studio in Sploo. But unless that studio includes the world as we know it, you probably shouldn't look for us there. We are currently on the Riverway Lunar. Well, on a tram for the Riverway Lunar. Which is ironic considering the events in Sploo now.
However long we've been on this, maybe something else breathtakingly random happened.
They gotta know where we are.
It's for reference's sake. So the audience doesn't get confused.
Get them get a little, so they don't show up and we gotta run.
I mean, by the time this gets out, we'll probably be somewhere completely different.
I hate that idea.
Nobody ever really shows up besides... whoever at B.T. Binthorpe, the janitor.
Did Salvia, the history guy, come to us, or did we go to him?
His business plans could go either way.
Just whoever the ex-boss is talking to doesn't know, you know?
Huh?
He scoobled out to not get locked up for a meeting in an arcade. Heard him planning it on the phone.
How do you know it's not just your boss who's... I don't know, not on the up and up?
Why would someone try to do that with us anyway? What did we do?
You let her take scrap metal without a note. Just ideas not actually done.
We're not here for the Lord, Slim.
We're here to talk to each other, to the people, and back again. I thought of that in my head. Anyway, they can't call in about Riverway Lunar, but these displays under the seats might help us out.
Pretty. Why'd you look under there?
Last time I was on this, they had these spread across the insides here. A whole lot of information about the Riverway, which I need.
Oh.
I didn't stay there. You're saying you've been?
A few times. Very pretty filtration system out there. See? We're looking out over the Riverway. The land portion surrounded by a veritable ocean of water self-filtered by minerals, giving it its lunar-like glow. That little metropolis there is glowing with it, too.
Yeah, it's all hydro-powered. Laying this board here. This revolutionary system powers the whole length of the lunar with a stream. Straight.
Is it street?
Sentence probably continues on another one. They are very long. Streaming flow from the natural water sources above.
So, streams.
River Lunar locals are eclectic, easygoing, and deeply proud of their innovative areas. One of the most popular areas is the city spread of light there. Unofficial home of water system engineers, nearby university students, out-of-towners, people looking for fun in-towners, etc.
Maybe Lunar's better than Sploo. You take care of water better. Cool lights. We start something new in three. They don't know us.
The Jelt and Flo's not a Sploo-only release. We cater to everybody. The flood's probably not uncommon knowledge either.
and we stay. We stay.
Here's the question. When does this transport stop? I thought it was just a one-way trip to the river.
It's their property. Gotta need to do something.
Here's something about the rails. As part of the changing updates to an increasingly approaching future, plans are being made to demolish and replace the outdated standing rails with hidden ones underneath the surface.
What are we on now?
Probably two stop.
Stop. Nothing. There's nothing there.
We stopped in the middle of the bridge?
It's the end.
Okay, but where do we stop at?
The end of the track.
Oh gosh. Did they just stop building the bridge, or...
They stopped the bridge?
Wait, Vigil, don't bring the recording stuff over. We might have it...
What was that?
Ladies and gentlemen, we're in the water.
And it looks pretty outside. I wonder if those minerals are corrosive.
What's that noise?
What are you doing in there? Come on now. We're the emergency riders.
It's two. They got big bikes. Open the door, I'll hide.
That'll let water in.
I picked this up. We might be rescued, but we might also have to say goodbye for the moment while we do so. So, we'll switch over to Enterprise Zoological for the break.
Forward car.
Wait!
Oh, gosh.
Vigilt and Flo will be back after this.
A haven for species all over the world. An education for those curious to learn more. And a legacy no one knew. Requires people who keep it on balance. Or at least try. Our team goes behind the scenes to discover the business behind the beasts. This is a special presentation of Enterprise Zoological. The end of an average workday at the zoo doesn't stop with the average visitor's day. For some, this is where the real work begins. Cleaning, prepping, refreshing for the next day. A routine necessary to keep the cycle of life running as best it can. A routine that's almost never broken. But...
Oh yeah, tonight's our big event. We love it.
Not Halloween, but you know.
It's for all the employees, set up by employees. We got a tent up and everything.
When did we start doing this?
That was the last manager.
The one we got for a week, or...
The one we have now.
Teddy Malt.
Shh. Huh?
Anyway, the goal's to have a good time.
No, there's a point, remember? You want to come and see? Come on, come and see.
The feeling among the arrivals is amiable. Even for those who work in completely different aspects. Zookeepers and gardeners. Waste management to bookkeepers. But there is a muted aspect. Suggesting, perhaps, the respectability of the event about to take place.
Okay, everybody! Seems like we gotta get started. This happens every year, doesn't it? Acting like a bunch of guilty tots on a field trip. Believe me, I know. They always come right to the petting zoo. Not at first, but they come. Pretty sure that's gonna be a theme for tonight, so I'll start with... How about those visitors, huh? Yeah? Get you a drink, and no, I don't know anything about refills. The sheep already asked me that, and they don't get souvenir cups. Who's ready to get roasted, huh? I'm Huntley, the MC, and your guy, and the entertainment. Anyone brave enough to come on up and get what they need off their chest? Hopefully trying to be somewhat funny about... Hold up. This year, we're sticking it to three categories. Due to complaints, they are management, visitors, and animals. Hey, man, I got hours of that one drunk sheep. Doesn't help the support group is a bunch of three-year-olds. All that out of the way, who's first?
Here you are.
Enjoy your day, sir.
Thanks.
To understand what the zoo employee sees of the visitor, and the reverse, is observing the first thing that the visitors see.
Hey, over here. So, if you can't tell, we're on a surprise visit in the zoo. I think people have been saying that I don't spend enough time out there in the reality or the work. Still think I could do that from my office, but you know what? I'm not above doing some field work. Now I get to look around, spy from the ground level, be with the common...
Are you allowed for the bathroom or what?
What?
Come on, our turn. Come on.
Come on, you said I had to go.
I was going to check in there for quality control, but that was opening.
Okay, first we'll... Where's the map?
Come on, who's first? There we go, you get the stage, man. I'm off.
My name's Bonnet. I'm a hoofstock keeper. We often working with the giraffes. Thanks, Jim. I guess you all heard about the thing with the giraffe house and getting locked in with visitors by the manager. What you might not know is how I got out of there. Nobody's got any footage, weird enough. Not even those documentary guys over there. Well, I went through the giraffe area itself. I just figured as a bunch of hooves that could knock my skull into little pulp pieces, or legs that could knock you into tomorrow, be a better option than hearing someone say that they hated being locked up in the cheetah house for the time. And, you know, spots. Still, I was able to throw out the robot that a kid had thrown into the side. I would say there's someone they could throw in, but... You know, I'm a zookeeper. I care for the creatures. I don't know if they've got vendettas. It could be a... Revenge of the Camel Leopards. Sorry. Revenge of the Cheetahs.
Tapir.
Elephant pig.
Tapir.
It's an elephant pig.
No, this is a tapir.
Don't it look like a pig and an elephant?
Those are similar characteristics, but different functional parts. Tapirs don't suck up water with their noses.
They smell through them, don't they? Like an elephant.
Yeah, but they're not.
My grandson calls them pig elephants. I think it's cute. So they're pigophants. You want me to tell him he's wrong?
Show him the sign. See, there are signs around the animals for looking. See?
They changed it, probably.
Look. That one's moving his little trunk. Proboscis. Look at those incisors. It uses its proboscis to guide the leaves into its mouth. It's got a shortest way to go. Shorter if people keep destroying its habitat. They live in swampy, heavily vegetated areas in the jungle. That place is being taken over with deforestation. They're amazing animals. We might lose them. And we might save them. If we took the time to learn about them.
I don't like pigs anymore.
I mean, as the first try goes, it might have worked.
And this lady was like, get in there. Where's the keeper? Stop it. And I was like, it's in their nature. They're gonna fight. How about you go stop them?
No, don't.
They're kittens, but they can lick the flesh off your arm with those tongues. One thing we don't have footage of.
Okay, what's that supposed to be?
Nothing.
I guess it's my turn. Hang on.
What do you want?
What do I want? I'm the security. I want people to quit asking security guy Narrett. That's me. Whose side he's on in the whole Orang controversy.
Hey, look. To some people, for some reason, people think I have access to an unfortunate incident involving our beloved orangutans and the keepers involved in an escape plan in which the latter, well, really won, scoured some keys from a belt and used it to escape its enclosure. Now, what happened afterward isn't so important to people, or even the escape itself, but how the escape happened. Scientists say orangutans have the same mental capacities as humans. Flip-flopping between days. Keepers say it happened February 30th, so...
Okay.
Three-way!
Oh, hello.
You know, it seems, right in the field of pettiness to besmirch the people, one person, at least.
I didn't name anyone.
Who left 2 years ago and can't defend herself. All you saw was on the cameras from back... Where are they from? 94?
We've since changed the resolution.
I got the internet video if you want. It's got like 50 million...
Pulling senior keeper privilege, Junior Kenny.
Yeah, I saw the video. Can I go?
That's the outside of the exhibit, the footage. Here's the inside, the behind-the-scenes stuff on the screen behind me. Shoot. There. We see Marsha. Hip to the side of the bars, but close enough to the little ring fingers. She is on a call, it looks like, and the... Ooh, is he using a banana peel for glove smart?
It's a stick. It's a darn stick. If you were trying to clear this up, you could have done it earlier.
And a face... Yes, it blurs out of focus there. I should have told you.
Why is she wearing a mid-sized belt on that tight? Because it was mine. Yeah.
We love
each other belts and stuff, and... And Flipper designs that. Of course it isn't! She just had a baby. She made a mistake. I made one calling her about demonstration times while she was busy. Dawn's is not going into fashion. And yours is not upgrading to a high definition.
Thank you.
Come in.
If you asked, I would have bought you a cone too. But time to see the magic. Hey. Huh?
Are you supposed to be in here?
We wanted to see the kitchen.
They didn't mention any filming.
You probably got loads of videos on the website. I mean, you're used to it now, right? This is the documentary crew. Gotta say, love the ice cream.
Love the soft serve. I can show you the way. It's the monkey show, can you not? So please
you
don't.
Seem to have things well in hand, so let me ask.
How much different is this from, a burger kitchen?
Okay, we got time for one more. Oh. Curators can talk too. Our zoo director, Ten. He's one of a kind. Got his mind on 1,000 projects. Eyes on every corner. But you might not guess it. And he deserves the respect of any boss. But like he said, he's project-minded. And... innovator.
Not trash.
While we're doing this behind closed gates, he's building this behind him. Fun part's meeting halfway. He knows it. We know it. Just wish I knew where he was so I could drop this on his front door. Well, that was an interesting visit. He told me the late hours was an experiment, so... He might have caught a few surprises. It is fun, though, being at ground level at the zoo. Maybe we'll do the same for mine someday. Same way. This one sucked.
Though they may be in different departments, everyone comes together as a whole from the ground up to make an enterprise zoological. Thank you.
Don't do that to it.
I've tried everything else.
I don't think it got wet.
We don't know what the minerals can do to it. Excuse me, can you talk into this very quickly?
What?
Thank you. If you stick around long enough, we might have questions. If you've been following along, ladies and gentlemen, we've gone from a leaky transport to dry land to the Lunar Services office. Everything is very blue, curvy, and...
slippery.
And why are we here? Well, if a little car came rolling down a track that led to nowhere... with people in it, there might be questions.
How'd they get there so sudden? They just have those emergency guys in the water all day?
That's what we need questions for everybody else.
not us. Like that person in the diving suit.
There's a lot of those guys.
Yeah, but that one that keeps coming back for about 10 seconds with...
Don't point.
But
I can't.
Hi.
Hi. Hello.
Just, waiting on the okay sign to go, huh?
We're not sure what we want to do.
Oh, sure. But, between you and me, the head of public safety's probably got a few ideas. He's the guy you met earlier.
Public safety? We're just visitors, I guess.
Well, we have appropriate transports to get here for visitors. The way you did it makes him think this is something else.
So, you know a lot about what he thinks.
Hey, you might not believe me, but I could be your best bet for getting a gold star here, trust me.
I was just gonna say Slim here has that kind of problem with his boss, and he bailed us out too.
This is too personal.
Why would we need to get bailed out?
Because of transport.
He really should just be talking to you, it seems.
What? No, I'm just a cleaner of ink.
All right. Now you can stay seated. Got some questions for you, and we'll see who gets a gold star.
Told you.
Hey, can you not stand... still glittering, we talked about this. You're all minerally... Wipe yourself down. So, welcome to the Riverway Luna. Why are you at the Riverway Luna?
We're visiting. We had to leave somewhere very fast, and we... didn't have a place in mind.
And we weren't first on your list. Are you from Sploo? Yes. Gosh. Are there more of you? Any refugee type situations?
Why would... Oh, because of the flood, that's... I honestly don't know.
Well, if you came to escape, just tell me. We predicted this when we saw the news. I didn't think they'd already be using the defunct rails here.
No, different reason.
We're not prepared. And, I'm sorry, you can come back in now. I'm passing the proposition. Understand? And, explain the situation better than I can. Thanks.
And take them with me as I do it? Okay. Can't say I didn't ask him. Come on, guys.
Huh?
Remember when I said earlier to trust me, Fifi? When you're ready.
Heh. Did you... Why'd you... Why...
You know, you may have simultaneously made and sank my day today.
Oh, yeah, you usually don't like traveling on the podcast. I'm sorry.
You listen to the Gelatin Flow?
I keep a tab open for that. Oh, great. Visitors on the half-point highways. That's... enclosed bridges from one point to another.
Why all the way? We're not underwater.
Well, looking around, who'd tell? Maybe you guys should have built one.
Well, if we thought we'd have need of it.
Look, if we do have another episode, we can add a debate with you two. But are we trying to get somewhere?
Here, I've got a view of the connecting systems to the transport hub. And out.
Oh, when it go?
Huh?
Huh?
You ever hear all red, all systems off call? Nobody does unless you work an ice cream machine. Dave wants to shut down all entering, departing transports to River Lunar. And your audience can hear it first.
Now keep the phone locked. How do you know we're recording right now?
Saw you talking to the doohickey not that long ago. Not to mention you've been doing it in some weird places before.
Lights go away.
And they're starting to shut off.
Temporarily shut down until further notice.
Wait a minute, how are we leaving?
I was gonna say the first part. So, what noise? And we have about a minute.
Yay, that was my bridge that doesn't go anywhere but the water.
Look, I would have done the same thing if there wasn't a bunch of people here.
That's stranding your own population. And anyone else who might need to leave Sploo.
Again, maybe I wouldn't have made that big a decision, but... I'd give myself some more time before you get caught up.
Uh-oh. Already?
Wait, who's catching us up? How do you know about that?
This way. There's one way out I haven't closed. And I really can't afford to, because I made it.
Because no one goes to tours and alleys.
No, the employees' doors have to be kind of hidden like this.
It's very yellow lit over here. Everything is blue over where the public is.
Right, out of the way. Different colors. Dare I say dull? Mine's probably dullest. But this'll get you going.
We don't want to go,
says Flo.
Yes, you do.
You know, if you're kicking us out, just say so.
Say what I want to say, Fifi.
No one calls me Fifi. Except...
as one of the ladies and gentlemen who listens to you, I think I can help you. And you can help me by trusting me. And turning that off.
We'll do one of those things.
No, I'm serious. If you don't, it's probably gonna...
No, don't touch... It's innumerable.
Look, Fifi...
This is Officer Numero, ready to help you practice safety here in Sploo. And if you're wondering how I can think up all these possible questions for safety, it's because I have seen a lot of them put into live examples being an officer. So many unsafe situations that could have been avoided. But I always think of questions. One I think of most of the time is, if you're really trying to teach safety in Sploo, why are you locked in your office all the time? This is dumb. Nothing out there on the streets could possibly happen in here. Well, turns out there are such things as stupid questions, because they do happen. At least one other person says so. Ow, hang on. Ready? This person says so. I do? You do. But you shouldn't listen to him, necessarily. He is a stranger, an unsavory character. This little hand puppet. You just destroyed your argument. He is my opposite, the alpha to my numero. I like Letos, so, hey, here are two of my favorite Letos for you. There's going to be a lot of people in Sploo, it's a given. Most, if not all of them, you don't know, unless you work here. If you're new to the city, you may need to ask for directions, how to best travel, how to fix your FACE. Hopefully, you'll be able to get what you need, no problem, and you can move on. Context may be turned slightly when a stranger approaches you. Nuh-uh, I always ask for a sandwich and a margarita. That's an icebreaker. You will definitely need to be on your guard. Be polite, but cautious. You never really know what a stranger's intentions are. But what if they want to know where the bathroom is? If they continue to follow or pester you... Hey, stop that! New bell. We talked about this. I only ring that for my boss if I make a mistake. Yeah, and I'm counting for once. If this continues, utilize appropriate forms of self-defense or contact local law enforcement. That's me. You have the right to remain silent. Look at the window. This is what you're missing when you pay for your erroneous ways. Just fulfilling the bite me request. Hey, look, it's wet outside. I'm not listening to you. The street is the sea now. See, when strangers lie, it can be all too obvious. I ain't lying to you. So, if you're out in Sploo, be careful. Keep a calm, clear head. Remember this episode, and be safe. This is Officer Numero, and just Officer. Okay, you know what? This should be good.
No.
We're far enough down this tunnel to take a break and group. By that time, what are you doing?
There was a little light for the sound cutting out. We can't be that deep, right?
E stop. Why?
Update. Ladies and gentlemen, we are leaving Riverway Lunar. We think.
Because people keep telling us to do things we'd rather not do.
Just said there was someone on the phone.
And that's all you've been saying. Child, we don't know how far this goes. Man, there might be more uphill steps.
carrying Slim and the equipment isn't sustainable with two Splooyans.
Three.
Huh? The workers' bank.
Well, you know, if you're following us, you gotta play trivia. Why are we here?
That's not trivia. You gotta give me some answers. You didn't like that, okay. I think the Slinker is sort of right about someone coming, and closing the railways and bridges isn't the end of it. I made this tunnel, and we'll be out somewhere better.
Wouldn't it be better to wait and see them face to face?
Vigil, if you want me to help you with this, we keep walking this way. You want to go back? I'm out of here.
But why?
Because I have stuff to do.
And do you have time for this?
Yeah.
Are you a certified mechanic of water maintenance?
I was. Vigil, you may want to sit down.
I am sitting down.
Okay, let me get this off.
Another full canid.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Fajelt and Flo on the Elephas Hour.
No, not hi, Feebulp.
Feebulp?
Did I not sign my name on the letters?
Fajelt and Flo was written, directed, and produced by Zachary Williams, who also provided the voices.
Yeah, you finished that. You finish what you start.
The song Fajelt and Flo, Like So, was written and performed by Zachary Williams. Fajelt and Flo, Enterprise Zoological, and Officer Numero were written, directed, and performed by Zachary Williams.
By the way, we might want to move further down because your little device might...